Several hundred New Yorkers marched in Midtown yesterday. New York was one of about 20 cities and towns all across the U.S. holding rallies organized by the newly formed group Restore the Fourth, a reference to the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which protects Americans from unreasonable searches and seizures without probable cause. Rally protesters wore surveillance camera hats, and a group held a sign which said, "Yes, we scan," a pun on President Obama's campaign slogan, "Yes, we can." Holding the sign was Bernadette Evangelis.
I'm marching today because of how disgraceful our government is becoming and what kind of a surveillance state we've become and how we have to protect people like Edward Snowden and Bradley Manning, who were trying to help us and make them their heroes, and we have to get the criminals to go to stand trial.
Restore the Fourth also organized the nationwide rallies on July 4th, just after The Guardian began a series of reports based on documents leaked by former intelligence contractor Edward Snowden, showing massive U.S. government spying of internet and phone communications.
And I believe
that I shouldn't have to worry
about every single word in my emails to my friends.
Participants in New York's rally included this 10-year-old, addressing the crowd at Bryant Park. Others voiced concern about the future of internet freedom, with government and corporations looking to control more and more. Another speaker, Alan Stolzer of Military Resistance, suggested going beyond marches and rallies.
Most recently, Stevie Wonder said he's no longer going to perform in states that have stand your ground laws. So what Stevie Wonder is doing is not only applying cultural pressure, he's applying economic pressure. And that's the only language those in power will understand. You can demonstrate all you want, protest all you want. They're going to deflect it. You got to hurt them, and you got to find levers to do it. For example, the Montgomery bus boycott in 1953, one of the most brilliant strategies in the history of this country. They hurt Jim Crow, which was infested, because they didn't get on the bus. And those people had to come to the table. You got to make them do things. Don't ask them. Make them do things. Thank
you. The rally, which went from Bryant Park up 6th Avenue, then crossed to Broadway, ending at the AT&T building in Midtown, drew people of diverse ages and ethnic groups, all concerned the government had overstepped its authority and kept the true extent of surveillance from the public. Bringing up the rear of the march was Rudy Alvers.
Well, I mean, I don't want to live in a fascist state, and I seem to be living in one. It scares the hell out of me. They're spying on everybody's grandmother. I mean, how paranoid can you get? How twisted, how sick can you get? Well, Obama, what is he? He's a closet fascist Republican. Yeah, we got two fascist parties in this country, right?
While Congress has been holding hearings on the NSA surveillance, protesters say they want to see more action to protect both privacy rights and whistleblowers who reveal U.S. government wrongdoing. Many vow to pressure lawmakers while they're back in their home states during the August recess. And organizers with the group Restore the Fourth say they plan to keep holding rallies on the fourth day of each month. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.
Stop the surveillance! Restore the Fourth Amendment! Stop the surveillance! Restore the Fourth Amendment!